Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. If you've got some bulbs that you planted this last fall, or if you've got some bulbs that you're wondering about planting, that's the topic of our column this week from the ISU Extension Horticulture Specialists. If you've seen some tulips emerging due to the little bit of sunny, warmer weather that we've had, don't worry, this is not unusual. Tulips, daffodils, and other spring flowering bulbs normally begin emerging from the ground in March or early April. However, some mild winter weather can encourage premature growth. This early emergence is most often seen on the south and west side of homes and other buildings, as they are usually warmer than the rest of the yard due to sunlight, the sheltered area, or heated basements nearby. While this premature emergence is undesirable, the danger is not as great as it may seem. Foliage of tulips, daffodils, and other spring bulbs can tolerate some cold temperatures, and oftentimes, as normal winter weather, the cold temperatures and snow returns, the further growth of these plants is delayed, especially if we get a blanket of snow over the top of that. It will certainly discourage any additional growth and also protect the foliage from extreme cold. If you have some bulbs laying around the house that you didn't get planted last fall, you may be out of luck. Tulips, daffodils, and other spring flowering bulbs must be planted in the fall. This allows the bulbs to develop a root system before the ground freezes. The fall planting also exposes the bulbs to the cold temperatures throughout the winter, which is required for them to bloom in the spring. Tulips and most other spring flowering bulbs do not store well over long periods, and the viability of unplanted bulbs will gradually decline over the winter months. So unfortunately, it's probably best to discard the tulip or other bulbs, as they are likely severely weakened and will be unable to flower, or they may be dead. Again, that's not to say that you can't plant them and see what happens, but certainly don't rely on those for the next year. Or if you plant them in spring, the probability of them coming up or certainly flowering is very, very low. By the same token, if you have tulips or other bulbs that have been forced indoors, usually these would be ones that maybe you would receive as a potted gift for Mother's Day, Easter, even Christmas, birthdays, other holidays, basically the ones that you would find more in the flower shop type setting. These usually are intended to be discarded after flowering. Most will not bloom again when planted outdoors. Daffodils usually are an exception to this, as they are more vigorous than tulips and other spring flowering bulbs. Forced daffodils oftentimes can be saved and successfully planted outdoors. If you are trying to save forced bulbs, care after flowering is very important. After bloom, remove the spent flowers, place the plants in a sunny window, and water regularly until the foliage turns brown and dies. Then you want to carefully remove the bulbs from the potting soil, allow them to dry for 1 or 2 weeks, and store them in a cool, dry location before planting again in the fall. Again, the success of this will depend on the type of plant, as well as the type of care and the temperature during storage. And daffodils, again, would be the most likely to be able to survive for this long period without going dormant or without dying off and becoming a non-viable bulb. Want to remind folks as well about other events we have coming up through Cass County Extension. We've got two events coming up next Tuesday, the 24th of February. First of all, if you have not yet registered for our Estate Planning and Family Farm Transfer Workshop, I want to encourage you to do so. This is a day-long learning event. Starts at 9 a.m. with registration. The class begins at 9:30 and will go through until about 4 p.m. The class begins at 9:30 and will go through until about 4 p.m. The class begins at 9:30 and will go through until about 4 p.m. The family